Yo, what's good, everybody? Hazy J with the Playroom Podcast. Today we're doing the podcast outside of the normal place. I usually film it at my house, but today we're in the studio.
Ooh,
Got a special guest on the podcast.
it's Johnny Boy. Ooh, ooh.
And it's been actually a minute since you've been on the podcast, I guess.
Been a good
Because
minute.
I usually do them on my crib, and
Yeah, I haven't been over your crib
I
in a minute.
haven't been doing podcasts lately though, but I've been gaming more, I guess.
Type
Twitch
shit.
streaming and shit.
Yeah.
But
That's all
I
right.
feel like we have something we could talk about. We got some insight on both of us. If you know, we like to make music. I kind of wanted to just like pick your brain and like, why
Yeah.
do you feel like you like making music? For you, like, what is it? I just like creating stuff that is fun.
Yeah, it's creative, it's fun, but it's also like a good outlet, for like expressing yourself and stuff like that.
Yeah, true, true.
There's a lot of ins and outs of music, so there's like a lot to learn. There's always a lot to learn. But with stuff like that, stuff that where there's like a lot of stuff to learn, it's like more fun because like, okay, like I still have a long way to go. It's not like a short journey at all.
Yeah, for sure. For
So,
sure. Like,
it's kind of
what?
like how like, you don't really like watching really short anime most of the time. Because I mean, short anime are a lot of
Right.
times some of the best anime, but
True.
when it ends,
Well,
it
I would say,
ends, and it's
yeah,
like,
that there's. Yeah, there's no real, like, end to music.
yeah, like something like that
'Cause
doesn't end.
it's always gonna be some evolution to it, 'cause I feel like there's always gonna be. Or there's always going to be like different kinds of people
Yeah,
making music.
right.
So it will always, I feel like, turn out differently, I guess. Like, when you, what motivated you to, like, who did you listen to and you was like, I want to start making, try to make my own music type thing? Because I would say people for me is like, Mac Miller, Childish Gambino, where J. Cole, where it's like the way that they made their music, for me, it was like, oh wait, like they're just kind of just talking about stuff they want to talk about in their daily lives, I guess, right?
Yeah, kind of
It's
thing,
like a
yeah.
venting thing in a way,
Yeah.
like you said, like an outlet. So yeah, I think that's what motivated me.
Yeah.
Were there any like artists that motivated you?
Yeah, definitely big Gambino fan. I remember I did like a Firefly remix like a really long time ago. It was ass. I got Josh the Rap on it too.
That's hard.
Yeah, yeah, Gambino and Kanye mostly made me
Right.
want to rap. I remember listening to Everything I Am for the first time, and I was like, damn, this is fucking cool. Like, I don't know. That shit made me want to rap.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like in general, rapping has a different energy with it
Yeah.
than I guess any other kind of form of music.
Right.
Well, because most of the time it's like singing, like you're actually singing like a lot, right?
Yeah.
In the other genres.
Yeah.
But with rapping, I think it allows like, okay, just speak your piece in a way, like just to have a flow, but speak your like mind or whatever, right? Like
Yeah.
you don't have to worry about singing like crazy good or whatever.
Yeah, I think the cool thing about rapping is that like it's kind of it really shows that the vo I guess I can't really say that it shows more the vocality of I mean the instrumentation of the voice, but than other genres because it's not necessarily true. But when you rap, you have to find like certain patterns and syncopation and rhythms and stuff like that is I guess really like one of the main differentiators between like rap and other things is like you I don't know, it's not like, not so much so that you harmonize with your voice, because I don't know, you just find like these interesting little pockets and stuff in beats and stuff
Yeah,
like that.
true. 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 I do think it has some of the most unique beats. There can be, I would say it's
I
like
think
kind of
rap almost
almost,
definitely has the probably the most unique beats.
yeah, like
And
it's
like,
the, I think it, would you, bruh, I feel like it's like home to the like digitized instrumentals. Like people have been so creative with that.
sampling. Like honestly, like people have been just getting super creative with sampling in general for a very long time, and
Yeah.
obviously hip hop was the first genre to sample, so
Right. It's only right.
we kind of took over that shit. Like you can do so much with sampling.
True.
And genre bending is such a commonplace thing now in
That
modern
is
day rap.
true. Yeah. I agree with that. There's lots of
Alternative hip hop.
yeah, like people trying their own styles. Like people like you know, like the, I guess it's the internet rap movement or whatever, if you want to call that, like the internet rappers that like gain popularity through the internet, like Yachty and Uzi and Playboy and people like that. Even Tyler, I would say, a little bit. Like I feel like people at the time, if they didn't understand like the new wave of things, like, oh, this is what you can do with these like technology programs that are on your phones or whatever, right? Like you can do stuff like this with that. So like, yeah, I think it's pretty cool, like just looking back and seeing that growth, I guess. Yeah, it's a cool time. I think there's lots of different music. Yeah, what do you feel like goes into your normal like song like
My song making
writing,
process.
song making, beat making process? Like how do you like to tackle things when you're thinking about that, or do you just kind of let it? I notice you always do like kind of just like naturally whatever comes, you know, like you don't really fight any kind of beat, like you don't force anything onto a beat.
I think that just comes with like experience and doing stuff enough times. It's where you realize, okay, well, I know that this works, and there's a chance that this other thing might work, so I might try it. But if it doesn't work, it's not the end of the world. I don't know. I'd say as far as beat making, I kind of just let that flow.
Have you ever
And just do
like
like the.
engineered a beat and then went back and like engineered it some more after before?
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
But,
That's cool.
what was I about to say? Yeah, I feel like my beat making process is pretty straightforward. If I'm sampling, I might try to do a little extra something with the sample just to see like how much I can really flip it.
Right.
But you know, if I don't find anything cool, I probably just, you know. I mean, a lot of times when I sample, I feel like it's, I don't want it to be easy. I don't know, I guess.
Yeah,
Like
true.
I don't want it to be super easy. Like I literally just take like an 8-bar loop and just loop it the whole time. Which I mean is fine, and you can definitely do that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that.
Right,
I'm
right.
just I just normally try to challenge myself to do something different, I
Yeah.
guess. So I don't really like try, I try to stay as far inside the box while being, I mean, outside the box while being inside the box, you know what I mean?
Yeah. True. Like a little bit of ingenuity, like
Yeah, exactly.
experimentation
Yeah,
is not gonna
exactly. Right.
do it unless you, yeah, try to go. That's what I was saying, like going against it. Like, you never
Right.
really make anything sound like it shouldn't be on a beat, I feel like.
Yeah.
You're
Hey,
pretty good
bro.
at that, I would say.
Hey, bro. I still remember that time we was at BJ house. And he was making a beat, and he was like, "Hey, bro, can you take that part out?" I was like, "I never heard Jerry say some shit like that. That shit is funny as hell."
For real?
No, I was like, yeah, that shit is killing the beat, though. I'm not gonna lie. That shit does not need to be there. But I wasn't gonna say
Oh, really?
it.
I
But.
think, yeah, I don't, yeah, I would never, I guess now, normally, I don't ever hear anything that's like, I don't think that sounds good in a way. Because I feel like you've gotten really good at it. So it's like, I trust you gonna make a sweet beat. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I literally am just like, all right. Because
I
it's
think.
different for me, because I don't really make the beats, I guess. More or less, if I'm just gonna hop on a song, I just like rapping on the song or singing on a song or something like that. Because I feel like, I don't know, like, that's just what I've been doing it kind of for a long time, I guess. More than I've realized. I spend a majority of my time, I guess, like, or a majority of my free time when I was like in like high school even. I would like think of making some kind of music or something, maybe. If it was something I was gonna do, yeah. So.
Well, I don't know. I guess when it comes to song making, though, beat selection is always a big thing. I feel like
For
that's
sure.
always,
I think it starts at that. Because it's like, if you don't like the beat, it's going to be difficult.
it's like the first thing I'm worried about is the beat, and then as soon as I hear the beat that I like or that I know I'm gonna get on, I'm like, all right, what's the mood? You know what I mean? Like,
Right,
what are
yeah.
we, what's the vibe we're going for this song?
Yeah, true. Do you think that, I guess, when you were making, if you're like making a beat from like me and Angelo, do you think like you're like you expected what we would say on there? Or have we ever surprised you? Like, because I know that you make it with a certain vibe, and I feel like we get the vibe that you're trying to go for a lot of times. So it's like, were you like, ah, like, I knew that shit would sound sweet like that in your mind, like, kind of thing.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I do be like hearing like Angelo rap on song on beats, like when I'm making them. I'd be like, I can hear Angelo rapping on this, and then in my head I'm like doing one of his flows or something
Yeah.
type shit. So yeah, I guess you could say that definitely.
True, true. Yeah, because I think it's definitely different perspectives.
Like when I was making the Inheritance beat, I was just like, bro, there's no way they don't rap on this. I was like, bro, what's going on,
Yeah.
bro?
That's funny, yeah. I think it does get to the times where we're like, yeah,
Yeah, I feel like we all
I'm gonna get
know.
on the beat,
Yeah, I think we
probably.
all know, where we're all just like, oh yeah, we're getting on this one. You know, we
Yeah,
all kind
that's
of feel it,
true.
and we're all just like, yeah.
Yeah, true. I think rarely when we're like, okay, if it's like all of us together.
Yeah, but the thing is,
And
you
then,
don't.
but usually it's like it only takes one person to be like, yeah, I'm gonna get on that. And then
Yeah,
everyone is also like, okay, you know what? I'm getting that
like, damn,
probably.
that shit kind of hard.
Yeah.
Yeah,
It's kind of a cool thing,
don't know. Sometimes what be happening for me is I'll make the beat. I'll think it's kind of whatever. Angelo start rapping on it. Like after his verse, I'll be like, As
yeah.
soon as like there's like this space where the beat opens up, I'm just like, I can
Yeah.
rap right there.
Facts. Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. That is one thing I feel like I like about the culture of our like music, going back to like the internet hip hop stuff, I guess. We don't really take it as serious, I guess. Like we like to have fun with the stuff we say most of the time. I would like to say whenever I'm thinking of stuff to say, it's just like clever things that I know y'all would probably get too and laugh at kind of too. And it's also cool in general, I guess, to like just say it. It's like nothing too serious for real, like, 'cause we're just, you know, I think it's a fun process, so I'm just like, yeah, I think it's cool to like keep in mind that if you want to create with someone else, just allow them to do what they want to do on the beat, and then it's like Because I feel like I've seen some other times where I've been in like other studios or other spaces where people are trying to create, and it's like a forceful thing almost. Like that, I remember one time, it was like at BJ's house, we were trying to make a beat during like a party. That was like a weird vibe. I was like, this is weird. It feels like performative. Like, I don't know if I can.
I'm weak.
You know, if I feel like doing this over here.
Yeah.
Like, anymore. Because I was down for it before everyone started showing
up. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
That's the time I was making a song.
Yeah. And I was just like, man, what the heck?
Bro, I was just like. This
is the vibes. You know, you always have to have vibes. Not that there was wrong vibes, but it was just like.
Yeah.
I was overthinking it, though. Yeah. But, you know, it's like more than this.
Normal. Honestly,
like,
I'm just
chilling here in this environment. I know that I'm chilling. Like, I'm not going to be worried about anyone else saying some shit to me.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. I kind of was just locked in. I was just like, yeah, bro. The shit. I was getting pissed off when I was recording that shit, though, because them niggas was talking about whatever the fuck. And I was like, bro, if you don't goddamn punch me in so I can finish this song.
Yeah.
We got some fucking songs from over there, bro. I need them.
Yeah, I haven't seen BJ in a minute, too.
I know.
I need to go.
Yeah, we need to go.
Go back over there, chill or something.
Yeah. I hit Floaty up the other day. I was like, hey, bro, that song. Where's that song you made on that beat that I made at BJ's house? That song's hard as fuck.
Yeah.
And we got shit like Options. Hey, bro, there's a couple of them. We was kind of in our bag. But,
facts, just chilling, making beats and shit. Yeah, that's a cool thing.
I think my song making process has changed a lot since I first started. Because I used to just only write. And then I started freestyling around when I made Omnitrix. And now I kind of do both. It depends, but.
Yeah. Okay, so we still have a little bit left to talk on here, honestly. Do you feel like, because you've evolved, obviously, your style of rap over the years and stuff. Like, we're just, like, to the point where you are, like, freestyling and shit.
Yeah.
Do you think people know you be freestyling?
In
a way, I don't think so. Like,
I don't think so, but I do remember one time.
Like,
you've
gotten pretty good at to the point where it's like you don't know.
Yeah, I never even thought about that. Like, I never thought about, oh, people probably think I'm free. I'm writing this shit. Like, I never thought about it like that. But
yeah. Because it's more impressive when you think about it. It's like, oh shit.
But I remember one time I was hanging with this dude that I worked with at his house, and I was showing him my music or some shit. And I played him one song, and he was like, oh, hell yeah, punching gang. Like, yeah, I could tell you'd be punching in, like, freestyle your shit type shit.
I was like, yeah.
I was like, yeah, it's interesting that people notice shit like that. I mean, not really, because you can kind of tell, but, I mean, it's cool. I think it's cool.
Yeah, true.
But,
facts.
I feel like it's just getting away from looking at words and shit just makes the whole process a lot easier for me, because I like to get tangled up on, I don't know, like, I guess when I hear something, it's just a lot easier for me to be like, okay, it's good or it's bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then you just kind of add on to it.
Yeah, you kind of make it an instantaneous decision instead of having to go back and rewrite words and changing your flow and stuff like that because, you know, you didn't write enough or you wrote too much and shit that. You know what I mean? So it makes it easier for me because I really nitpick on shit like that.
Word, yeah. Like.
And, yeah. So it's easy if I'm just, okay, well, as long as I just say it the way that I like to hear it, everything will be good. You know,
yeah,
I don't have to do
that's
too
true.
Much.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's facts for sure. Yeah. I think that's interesting because that's something I also think about sometimes too, where I'm just like, I don't know which way I want to sound on this beat.
Yeah.
Because,
honestly,
you know,
like that, and that's another thing that's really changing my song making process is like, now I don't have to think about that as much. Like,
Right. Yeah, that's good.
it's almost like the vibe sets itself.
Right.
Like, I really don't, like, if I hear a certain beat, I'm just gonna rap on it a certain way.
Yeah, that's facts. That's facts. That
Like,
is
with certain
facts.
beats, I would, like, do something kind of, probably, it probably seems a little out of character for me, but really, I just got that range, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, you know, honestly, I just be fucking around with most of the
Facts,
shit.
yeah,
Yeah.
really. That's true.
I mean,
Because.
I feel like I never really know if anybody's gonna like a song until they're like, oh, I like this song.
Right,
Right.
yeah. It's cool. I think it's a cool like little thing to get into.
What about you? How
I feel
was
like
your...
I wouldn't have ever, 'cause I wouldn't have ever imagined that I would be like so interested in like I don't know wanting to make songs.
Yeah.
It was just kind of something I actually just ended up doing and
Yeah.
liking, so I just kept doing it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't want to try to like think too much about it, but yeah.
I mean, how has your songwriting process changed over the years?
I would say the way that I think about it when I start writing to like a beat or something, it's almost like I think I used to come up with rhymes beforehand almost in a way, but now it's more like whatever the beat is like telling
Telling
me,
you to say, yeah.
yeah, like whatever I hear the beat talking like in a specific way. It's, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Yeah, like
yeah.
that's how I've kind of changed from it, 'cause now I'm not like, oh, I need to say this word and rap this whatever now.
Yeah. I
Like,
remember I used to do shit like that. Bro, that shit is so pointless. Bro,
it is
I
pointless.
remember.
Unless there's something I just wanted to say. Well, no, I feel like I've managed to put into words. Like, if I wanted to say something, I feel like I end up saying it some way.
I feel like
Like, on a
writing. Look, I'm
beat.
not gonna say anything bad about writing, but like, right, like writing, kind of can become like a habit almost.
Tedious.
Nah, I won't even gonna say tedious, like a habit, to where
Oh, like a
you'll be
habit, yeah.
writing and there's no beat playing,
Right, right.
there's nothing going on. You just, oh, that would sound cool.
Right, right,
And
right.
then you'd never find the exact beat to go with that. So
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly,
it's
yeah.
all that shit is hypothetical. I feel like writing can become very, what's the word I'm looking for? Counterintuitive sometimes, because it's almost like a crutch.
Yeah,
If
no, I
you
get that for sure.
not, I'm saying that, like, I mean, there's plenty of, you know, writers, but I'm saying like people who want to rap a lot, or like they want to rap, but they just like write and they're like, oh, well, I'm gonna go to the studio and I'm gonna,
Yeah, but they've
but they
never like
never do,
actually
yeah. Or the when
rapped
they
it.
get there,
'Cause
it's
I
just
think
like
it's
they're
really a
forcing it,
big
yeah.
difference for sure, like doing a beat and then having the flow is
Yeah,
something that
yeah,
you need to have, I guess. That's
yeah.
like the rhythm, which is like on the beat. Does it go with it or counteract it? Because it's
Yeah.
easy to tell when it counteracts it,
Right.
or you're off beat
Right.
and you're just saying words because you wanted to say the words, I guess.
Right.
So, yeah, so I think having that flow is a good thing
And I feel
when you start
like,
making music to get it accustomed to, I think, to make better music.
yeah.
Yeah.
I also feel like you said, the writing can be tedious
Yeah.
because, bruh,
Yeah.
when you think about how many times you sit there and you listen to a beat just to write to it, make one song, and
Yeah.
then you have to probably sit and listen to it the same amount of times while you try to record it.
Yeah.
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 And that's the type of shit that
Or
turns,
like
that's
you'll
the type of
have like
shit
a
that,
way that it could sometimes I feel like sometimes not really as much anymore, but I used to have like this sound that I wanted it to sound like, and then when I did it, it didn't really sound like it, and I was like, wait, nah, I don't know if I wanted it to sound like that. And it's
yeah.
like, now I gotta come up with something else, and
Right.
it's, you know.
Yeah, that, yeah. That shit is
it's like, fun. I wanted it to sound like that, though.
Yeah.
It's just so it's fun. Like, yeah. It is really a trial and error process, too.
Definitely.
I think.
Definitely.
I feel like we've gotten it, though, when it comes to... If it's like me, you, and Angelo, we make songs, like, pretty quick, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
Because we kind of just put the verse on there. And then you make the beat because you are good as fucking making beats.
Fucking, yeah, I don't know. We are pretty fast. We never have the fucking three of us here anymore, though. It's always, like...
Yeah, because it's busy life and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, shit sucks.
But when we ever do get together with the songs, and I hope that people like them.
They will.
I feel like most people have said they like them now. I've actually had people come up and say, I know you from this song.
I'm for like, real.
Like, what?
For real.
I'm like, actually? Thanks. What the like, fuck? That's so random. It's like, I'm just be like, all right, I guess that means it's cool. We were doing cool stuff, you know?
Bro, I fucking like it.
Some people, you know.
When we did the Black Irish show, I remember I was performing T.I. and Tiny. This nigga Brian was goddamn singing the whole thing. I'm like, damn, bro. Nigga actually know this shit. Like,
yeah, you like that song.
Like,
bro.
That shit's cool.
People like the song.
Fucking,
bro.
I did.
Input, I like when you see that.
I did input a little K up and dap me up. Yeah, shit like that is cool, bro.
Yeah, it definitely
for
is.
For sure, for sure.
It definitely is. Yeah. Well, before we end this little talk, do you think you're going to drop anything soon? Do you want to talk about anything you might be dropping? We have a tape together.
Yeah, me and Jerry are dropping. Me and Angelo are dropping. Me and me are dropping two times.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of music coming this summer. Stay tuned, man.
It's gonna be pretty good, I think.
We're gonna get y'all through the goddamn the hot days.
Yeah.
With some fire.
I like. Yeah, that's facts. That's facts.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it, Jeff, and I think it's gonna be. I think people are gonna be playing that, bruh.
Bruh, yeah. Jerry X Johnny Boy Untitled. Johnny Boy X AB Bad 9 to 5. Johnny Boy Untitled. Johnny X 999 Untitled. Coming soon, bro. Coming fucking soon.
That shit about to be sweet. Keep note, bro. Just keep posted. And you'll see, like, when we drop and stuff, the
yeah.
exact dates, because we haven't came up with the exact date yet, but it's going to come out. Make sure to check it out. Yeah, I'm Hazy J.
I'm Johnny Boy.
And don't play with yourself, play with the room.